Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom, Tanan Hossam. Tanan Hossam, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shem on Daf Pei Aleph. Shehoyu Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva teaches us in that Mishnah. Kol Dam Shenichnasu Lehecha Lechap Epsulim. Any dam that's brought in to the Beis HaMikdash, any blood of a carbon whose dam is supposed to remain, not be brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The pasuk says, "V'chol chatos ha'shiyovu medama al oyam moyed l'chapa v'kodesh lois ta'oichol ba'esh tisarif." So the Kiva teaches us that any carbon, if its blood was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, psulim, it disqualifies the carbon. V'chamayim, t'chamayim d'alei handhold, chatos bovad. That this rule only applies to carbon chatos, because the pasuk that we read called chatos, the pasuk only speaks about a carbon chatos. Rebbe Lezer says af osham. The osham has the same din as the carbon chatos. Shenemar, because the pasuk says kechatos ka osham, to tell us that the chatos and osham have the same din. Says the Gemara Bishlam Rebbe Lezer. When we speak about Rebbe Lezer's opinion, Kedakamatama, why Rebbe Lezer says this special din regarding Osham is because he said, the Pasuk says, Kechatos Ka'osham. El Rabbonon, the Rabbonon that say, Chatos Bovad, my Tama, why did Rabbonon not agree with Rebbe Lezer? And as the Mefarshim point out, even though we've learned that the Torah is makish, compares all kaponis, because we had a pasuk zayis Torah la'olul mincha v'chatos l'shlamim, we can't rely on that pasuk to teach us that all kaponis should be treated the same way, because since a korban mincha is different, because a korban mincha has no dam, so once the rule is that we cannot learn a gzeirah shava unless the gzeirah shava applies in all situations, to all the situations. We cannot learn a hekesh unless the rule applies to everything in the pasuk. And since it doesn't apply to the mincha, we can't use that pasuk to teach us any rules. So, Amar Rava. So Rava explains why the Rabbanan do not agree with Rabbi Lezer. Why the Rabbanan say it's only the Karban Chatos that's brought into the Beis HaMikdash. If the dam of the Karban Chatos is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, that is the only situation where the Karban will become possible. Because Asham nichnas dam lefnim possible. To say that if the dam of a Karban Asham enters the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies the Karban like Matzat Amrit. We can't end up with such a rule. Because we're going to say a Kavachayma mi'oyla. We're going to learn a Kavachayma from an oyla. Ma oyla. If a Karban oyla, shikolo, that is completely burnt, that loch is nichnas dam lefnim is kshera asham. So carbon asham that doesn't have that chumra, she'ena kol, that it's not completely burnt like kolshkein, then certainly it will not be disqualified. And why don't we learn a oila from carbon chatos? That if carbon chatos, the halach is that if blood is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. Certainly, so should be the din by carbon oila. Explain the mefarshim, because the carbon chatos has the chumra that it has in it karis, or a carbon chatos has the chumra that it's dam, as we learned in the previous year, that's put on the upper half of the mizbeach. Therefore, we cannot learn the halacha of oila from chatos. And even according to Rebbe Lezer, that we just learned, holds that Osham also has the rule that if its blood is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes disqualified. We can't learn the halacha of oila from the halacha of Osham, because by oila there's a concept that the oila is nas mechaper, whereas the carbon Osham is mechaper, and therefore we cannot learn the halachas of oila from chatas or Osham. So says the Gemara, we're learning from oila. If oila, which is completely kolo, the halacha is, there is no rule that if it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, if the dam is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies the carbon. Asham, the same thing. Ask the Gemara, how can we learn the halacha of asham from the halacha of oila? Mal oila sheken enim chaperis. The carbon oila doesn't affect kapara. Carbon asham affects kapara. Says the Gemara, minchas chayta techiach. We'll learn from a minchas chayta that the halacha is that that does affect kapara also, and still there is no law rule that if it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it gets disqualified. Ask the Gemara, instead of learning from Minchas Chayta, why not learn from Chatas Oif Techiach, that the halacha is that the blood of a Chatas Oif, if it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't disqualify the carbon. And it would be, of course, a better limud, because it's talking about something that's slaughtered, not like a carbon mincha, something which is not slaughtered. Said the Gemara, the reason the Gemara doesn't use Chatas Oif as a raya, because actually, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta on that Tzadik Beis, Chatas Oif by the Rabbanhi. What the halacha is, if the dam of a Chatas Oif is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, does it or does it not disqualify, is actually a question that Oven poses later in the Masechta. The basis of the question is, on one hand, it's dam Chatas, and the halacha is perhaps if the dam of a chatas is brought into Beis HaMikdash, it disqualifies the carbon. On the other hand, unlike a carbon chatas of a behema, whose blood is received in a vessel, there is no such a halacha by a chatas oif. Its dam is sprinkled directly from the neck of the animal, and therefore Rav Avin is not quite sure how to treat it. Ask the Gemara, why are you trying to compare Asham to Minchas Chayta? For Lichfrech, we should ask the following question. Mal Minchas Chayta sheken enim in zevach. A Minchas Chayta is not a carbon, it's not an animal. So you can't learn the halacha of an Asham, which is an animal, from the halacha of a Minchas Chayta. Says the Gemara, Oil Techiach. We'll learn it from an oil, which is an animal. And the Gemara explains, V'chazadeh, Loi Rizek Rizeh, Loi Rizek Rizeh. Minchas Chayta is unique in the fact that it's not an animal. Oil is unique in the fact that it's not a mechaper. However, the tzad shavish behen, the common denominator of both the meches chayta and the oil is that they are kodesh kadoshim, v'nichnas lefnim ksherim, and even if their blood is brought into the Beis HaMikdash, they remain kosher kabonis. Afani avi asham, so too is the halacha of an asham shu kodesh kadoshim, that's kodesh kadoshim, and the halacha will be that if nichnas dam lefnim, even if its blood enters the Beis HaMikdash, is that it's kosher. Amalei Rava Barbanish Larvashi. For Lifrek, we can ask on this question, Mala Tzad HaShavish Behen, if we compare we look at the Michin Oila and the Michis Chayta, Shekein Eilam Kitzvah. There is no minimum value, there's no minimum amount that has to be spent on these Kabonis. Tama Ba'asha, where it's an Asham, Sheshlam Kitzvah. It has to be, the cost of an Asham has to be at least 2 shekel. And as the Brisker Rav explains, from here we see that the halacha, that the minimum value of a carbon asham is 2 shekel, is not to teach us that the Torah wanted that the person who's bringing the carbon asham must spend at least 2 shekel. But rather what we see from here is that it's a din in the carbon asham, that the carbon asham has to be worth at least 2 shekel. And it has that chumrah. And therefore, we can't, therefore, Asham is different than Oila Michis Chayta. And therefore, even though Oila Michis Chayta don't have a rule that if they were brought into the Beis HaMikdash to become disqualified, that will be the rule by Asham. Ela Hainatam and the Rabbanan. This is the reason for the Rabbanan that say that strictly carbon chatos, if it's entered as the Beis HaMikdash, that's the only carbon that gets disqualified. Dama Kra, Dama. The Pasuk says, V'chol chatos, Ashiyovim Medama. Only the blood of carbon chatos entering the Beis HaMikdash disqualifies the carbon. For loy dama shalacher, this rule doesn't apply elsewhere. Vidach, Rabbi Elazar, who obviously doesn't agree to this, Rabbi Elazar says that this rule is not limited to carbon chatos, that this rule also is by carbon asham. What will he do with the word dama? I say dama v'lo besaro. Only if its blood enters the Beis HaMikdash is it disqualified, not if it's the meat. Vidach. And the Rabbanim, they say dom doma. They learn tulimidim. The fact that the Torah said the word dom teaches us that it's only the dam that disqualifies the carbon if it enters the Beis HaMikdash, and not the basar. And Dama teaches us that only the dam of a karmen chatos, not the dam of any other carbon. Vidok and Rabbi Lezer, dam alay dar. She says that that's the way the Torah writes the word, and therefore there is no pasik left over, and only halacha we learn is that it's the dam that disqualifies, not the basar, but it's not limited to carbon chatos. So too will be the halacha by carbon asher. Says the Gemara, and as the Mefarshim explained, in the previous year, the Torah quoted the pasuk, the Torah, Bishlam l'Rabbanan, let's go slower, the pasuk says, Darmin Asham Sheshachta Shlai L'Shma Kasher, according to Rabbanan, that the Allah is that Asham that is slaughtered Shlai L'Shma is Kasher, Hanid Iskish, Mincha L'Chatos Mincha L'Asham. We could understand the pasuk that compares the carbon Mincha, both the carbon Chatos and both the carbon Asham. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rav Shimon Omer, the pasuk says regarding the Karim Mincha, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi Kechatos Kasham. The Torah compares the Karim Mincha both to Chatos and Asham to teach us Mincha Schoita, that if somebody brings a Karim Mincha because he did an Aveira, that Karim Mincha has the rule like a Chatos. Lefikach, and the Halacha therefore will be Kimtza Shalai Lishma, that if the Kodesh of that Karim Mincha was taken Shalai Lishma Psula, that Karim Mincha will be Pasul. Minchas Chayta and the Minchas Nedava, but where if somebody just brings the Karim Mincha as a donation, that Karim Mincha will be Ka'asham. And Lefikach, since the Rabbanan of the opinion, that comes to Shloi Lishma, that if a carbon, that if the carbon Asham is Shloi Lishma is Kasher, similarly, if the Kaimitz of this carbon Minchas Nedava was taken Shloi Lishma, it'll be like an Asham and Kshera. El Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, that both mincha, both a chatos and asham, shloi lishma is possible. What are we learning from the pasuk? Lamai hilchas iskish mincha lachatos or minchas lasham. Answers the Gemara l'chi idach Rav Shimon. It comes to teach us another rule of Shimon Torah. The tram shloi b'kli sharis psula. And as the Rishonim explained this Gemara, everybody agrees that a carbon mincha, in order to get the kedusha of a karban mincha, it must be placed in a kli sharis. As the Brisker Rav explains, even though an animal, a karban, could get the kedusha just the kedushas hapeh, by designating verbally that this is a karban mincha is a different type of kedusha, the Brisker Rav explains, and that kedusha could only be affected by the mincha being put into a kli sharis. The Dar Samech has a different way of explaining. He says, when you makadish an animal, when you designate an animal as a carbon, the whole animal becomes one piece, one carbon, and that could be designated orally. Whereas a carbon mincha is a combination of a number of ingredients, and the only way that can become kadosh is by having that carbon mincha combined in a kli sharis to be makadish it. Here we have a new shaila. You had a karban mincha, you put it into a keli sharis, it became a karban mincha. The first avoid of a karban mincha is kamitza, taking off the kamitza. And here we have a question, does the kamitza get the shem kamitza, does it get designated as a kamitza without being put into a keli sharis? The opinion of the Tanakama is shloi b'keli sharis, if it's not put into a keli sharis, psula. It's not a, considered a kamitza. Rav Shimon says that it can be considered a koimitz even if it wasn't put into kli sharis. Vomer b'hu d'berei d'Reb Chiya, my tam d'Reb Shimon. From where does Reb Shimon take this rule? Amakra, kodesh kedoshim hi kechatos ka'ashim, bala of the b'yad, if you intend to take the, if you do the koimitz without putting into kli sharis, it's fine. However, of the b'min kechatos, you're going to have to use your right hand to bring it to the mizbeach. The kli, if you choose to put it into the keli, then it comes kadosh by putting it into the keli. But of the b'smol kasham, there you can use your left hand, just like the halacha is when you sprinkle the carbon asham. The halacha is you could use the left hand to take the kli sharis in which the dam of the carbon asham is. And as the Brisker Rav explains this Gemara too, it's not to understand that there's different rules. It's a different set of avoida. The avoida biyad is a three-step avoida. The avoida b'kli sharis is a four-step avoida. Each has its very own specific rules. Rav Shimon. Now ask the Gemara. First we said that the pasuk of chodesh kechatas kasham, Rav Shimon used to teach us that a meches chayta, a meches nadava have different rules regarding shloi l'shma. And now we're saying that the pasuk is coming to teach us that the pasuk is coming to teach us if you use, if you did put the kaimitz in the kli sharis or not. Rav Shimon haikra mapak le'lahachi, mapak le'lahachi. Can he use the same pasuk for two very different purposes? Answers the Gemara. Ikka krol l'chav Yehuda b'reid Rav Chiyud Asa. The purpose of the pasuk primarily comes for this second limud that we just learned. Uminchas chayte the psula shloi l'shma. So where will Rav Shimon know that a minchas chayte that was shloi l'shma is completely disqualified? Tamachinu, he bases it on a different rule. Because chatas tamamai. What is the reason that a carbon chatas is pasha shloi l'shma? Because as we've learned so many times, the ksiba hu, because the Torah uses the word hu, minchas chayte, namik sibahi, the Torah uses the same word hu regarding a minchas chayte to teach us that a minchas chayte that came shloi l'shma is possible. Ask the Gemara that we learned Rebbe Lezer uses the pasuk that is makish oshem l'chatos to teach us kechatos ka'osham, to teach us that just like a carbon chatos shloi l'shma is possible, so too is the halacha by carbon osham. But the Rabbanon disagree with Rebbe Lezer. And now that we've finished proving this, the way the Mepharshim framed this Gemara, now that we've finished learning that a carbon asham also is not similar to a carbon chatos according to Rabbanan, that it's only a carbon chatos that has the rule that if you brought the blood into the base of Migdash, it becomes possible. That halacha does not apply to carbon asham. So that isn't either what the Torah is attempting to do when we compare the carbon asham to the carbon chatos. So the question is, what does that pasuk come to teach us, according to the Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara, Loi melach, ma'chatas tuna smicha, just the carbon chatas requires smicha before it we begin to avoid with af oshem ton smicha. And here too, the Rishonim say the vart that we said at the beginning of our shir, because we can't learn it from the pasuk that compares all the kabbonis, zoyz atari l'oyla mincha l'chatas l'shlamin, because that pasuk also speaks about a carbon mincha, and a carbon mincha doesn't have smicha, so this has to be the source for that. We learned in the Mishnah a machloikis between Tanakama and Yosef Bechayman. The Tanakama says that any carbon besides a carbon mincha, besides a carbon pesach and a carbon chatas that are brought shaloi l'shma are kosher. Yosef Bechayman, however, disagrees. He says on the shchotin, any carbon that's brought on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach, or any carbon that's brought at any time l'shem Chatos, is possible. That's the Machloikas of Yosef Bechayni and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. Comes Rabbi Yochanan to teach us that we're going to learn in a moment the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef Bechayni and Rabbi Lezer are medavecha. Yosef Bechayni and Rabbi Lezer completely agree. And they both agree that any carbon brought on Erev Pesach l'shem carbon Pesach, or any carbon brought at any time of the year l'shem carbon chatos, is possible. Rava Omer, b'cheirim l'shem chatos pligi, that they don't completely disagree. Whereas, according to Yosef Bechayna, as I just said, any carbon on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach, and any carbon all year round l'shem chatos, according to Yosef Bechayna, is possible. Rabbi Lezer will agree, according to Rabbah, with the rule of the carbon Pesach, what he will not agree with the rule of carbon Chatos. And now the Gemara begins to explain the machloikus of Rabbi Lezer, where we find Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Actually, Rabbi Lezer's opinion is the machloikus between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. And as we understand this, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, we're going to follow Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, and as Rabbi Lezer's opinion is explained in the Gemara, we will come to understand how to understand Rabbi Elazar's opinion, or better said, how Rabbi Yochanan came to his understanding of Rabbi Elazar's opinion, and how Rabbi came to his understanding of Rabbi Elazar's opinion. The Tanya. HaPesach she'over shenasai. A current Pesach that's passed its first year, so it's no longer valid to be a current Pesach. V'shachtoi b'zman al-lishma. And you shechted an Erev Pesach. L'shem Korban Pesach. So that's like shechting a shlomim. Because as we explained many times, a Korban Pesach, after it's no longer valid as a Korban Pesach, becomes a Korban shlomim. We quoted Reb Aaron, we quoted the Chazon Ish, that every Korban Pesach has in it, partially a shlomim in it. So now, if we shech this Korban on Erev Pesach l'shmoi, it's like we're shechting a shlomim l'shem Pesach. Or we shecht a regular carbon, any carbon on Erev Pesach, the same Pesach. Rebbe Elazar says that this carbon is possible, as Yosef Bechani just said in the Mishnah. Rishua says it's fine. Amar Rishua. So Rishua tries to disagree with Rebbe Elazar, and he says as follows: In b'shayi Moshe Shana, if during the year she'ain a kasha l'shma, when you shecht a carbon Pesach all year round with shame carbon Pesach, it's possible. Acherim, but if you shecht, because that's the halacha of a Korban Pesach, shloi l'shma. Acherim, if you shecht, for example, Korban Shalomim, l'shem Korban Pesach all year round, that's the typical case of a shlomim shloi l'shma, which is kosher. Bezmanon, so certainly in Erev Pesach, when you shecht a Korban Pesach, l'shma, that's perfect, that it's kosher. Bezmanon, she kosher l'shma, Ein adin, certainly should the halacha not be sheyichshu acherim l'shma, that if you shecht the Korban Shlomim on Erev Pesach, it should be kosher if you shecht l'shem Pesach. If you shecht the Korban Shlomim all year round l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Even if you would, whereas if you shecht the Pesach all year round l'shem Pesach, it would be possible. So certainly if an Erev Pesach, when you shecht the Pesach l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Certainly if you shecht a Shlomim l'shem Pesach, it should be kosher. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Elazar, a chiluf devarim, that if we're going to follow your logic, says Rabbi Elazar to Rabbi Yeshua, we're going to come to a conclusion which is patently incorrect. Uma, because we're going to come to the following conclusion. In b'shayi ma'aseh shana, if during the year, shein kosher l'shma, if you shecht the Korban Pesach l'shem Korban Pesach, it's not kosher. But if all year round, kosher l'shem acherim, if you shecht the Korban Pesach all year round l'shem shlomim, it's fine. Bezmanoi, so we take your reasoning, if on Erev Pesach, shu kosher l'shmoi, if you shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's certainly fine, that's what you're supposed to do. Ein adin, so certainly according to your reasoning, yuchshel acherim. If you shech the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, for example, l'shem shlomit should be kosher, so will that turn out to be, says Rebbe Elazar to Yeshua, if so, the yuchshel Pesach, b'erev, Bad Rosh Lishma, according to your logic, if you shecht the Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach, l'shem shlomim, it will be kosher? V'chein ha'to'omer? Is that something that you want to say? Our Mishnah clearly said that if you shecht the Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach, shloi lishma, it's possible. So that can't be the logic. Mali. So Rabbi Elazar now shows why is Rabbi Shua's logic incorrect. Because Mali im Hukshu Achem B'Shayim Moshe Shana L'Shma, if all Kabbonis are shechted all year round for the Korban Pesach, you know why that's fine? Because it's the same Shekein Hu Kosh L'Shem Achem. Because if you shecht the Korban Pesach all year round, L'Shem Shlomim, it's fine. And that's why you've shecht the Shlomim L'Shem Pesach all year, it's fine. Because it's fine if you shecht the Pesach L'Shem Shlomim. So should you therefore continue saying that if you shecht on Erev Pesach a Korban Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, that it should be kosher? It can't be. She came possible L'Shem Acherim. In other words, what Rabbi Elazar is saying is that they travel in the same, they travel together. When the Korban Pesach is kosher, if you shechted it l'shem shlomim, that's when the shlomim is kosher, if you shechted it l'shem Pesach. When the Korban Pesach is not kosher, when you shechted l'shem shlomim on Erev Pesach, similarly, if you shecht the shlomim l'shem Pesach, it also will not be kosher. Now, Rabbi Yochanan followed this understanding of Rabbi Elazar, and he'll say the same thing by Karmen Chatas, that just like if you shecht a Karmen Chatas shaloi l'shma, the halacha is, and that rule applies all year round, the halacha is that the carbon is possible. Similarly, if you shech a carbon l'shem chatos, the carbon will be possible. So where do we end up? We end up seeing that according to this understanding of Rabbi Elazar, the din of shechting a carbon l'shem Pesach or Erev Pesach, or shechting any carbon l'shem chatos all year round, are the same. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said that Yosef Bechonim and Rabbi Elazar say the same thing. Rabbi Elazar agreeing to Yosef Bechonim completely. However, now the Gemara continues in explaining how Rabbi Shua continues to disagree with Rabbi Elazar. Amalei Rabbi Shua, im kein harat koich Pesach v'nasat koich b'shlamin. But according to your reasoning, says Rabbi Shua to Rabbi Elazar, it turns out Karmen Shlomen, when they're brought with Shem Pesach, apostle. Then it turns out that the Pesach is not as strict as the Shlomen. Because let's understand, the whole year, if there was a carbon that was initially designated as a carbon Pesach, if you bring it as a carbon Shlomen, it's fine. On Erev Pesach, a carbon Shlomen brought as a Pesach is possible. So it turns out that a carbon Shlomen is stricter than a carbon Pesach. But we've learned that the carbon Pesach is the carbon that we're so strict about. V'amartem zeva Pesach hu, the Torah speaks to the carbon Pesach. So your line of reasoning doesn't make sense. Therefore, Chazar b'lezer v'dona din acher, matzina maisa Pesach bar Shlomen. We know that a carbon Pesach, that's maisa Pesach, we discussed this at length, is treated as a carbon Shlomen. However, they maisa Shlomen, a carbon shlomim, that's Moshe shlomim, doesn't turn into a carbon Pesach. So says Rebbe Lezer, Ma Pesach, which is so connected to a carbon shlomim, because the halach is that the Moshe of a carbon Pesach turns into a shlomim. The halach is, Shachte b'zman l'shem shlomim, if you shechted on Erev Pesach for carbon shlomim, it's possible. So certainly, says Rebbe Lezer, shlomim, which are less connected to Karmen Pesach, she'ein masrim bar Pesach, certainly, im shachta l'shem Pesach v'zmanoy, if you shachta l'shem Pesach, certainly they ought to be possible. Unbelievable. And that's why Rebbe Lezer says that a Karmen Pesach, the Karmen Shlomim, slaughtered an Erev Pesach, l'shem Pesach, is possible. Argues Rebbe Yeshua, matzina moisachatis ba'oyla, we know that moisachatis becomes an oyla, however, ein moisachatis ba'oyla. So says Rabbi Shua, or ma chatos shemoisa ba'oila, if a chatos that could turn into oila, that loch is shocht l'shem oila is psula. So certainly oila shemoisa ba'chatos, an oila that we just said that the moisa oil doesn't come a chatos, should not the halacha be that shocht l'shem chatos ain't a din shtei psula? That Rabbi Shua asked that according to Rabbi Lezer's logic, the halacha ought to be that if you shecht any carbon l'shem chatos, it should be possible. Now, if Rabbi Elazar indeed holds, as Rabbi Yochanan suggests, that any carbon that's brought l'shem chatos is possible, so what's Rabbi Shua asking Rabbi Elazar? The fact that Rabbi Shua is asking this question, Rabbi Elazar, it's obvious, says Rabbi, that Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree, and Rabbi Elazar holds that a carbon brought l'shem chatos doesn't become possible, and that's why he asked this question. So this is a raya to Rabbi's understanding of Rabbi Elazar, that's only a carbon that's brought l'shem Pesach and Erev Pesach it's possible, like Yosef Bechoini said. But unlike Yosef Bechoini, who holds that a carbon that's brought l'shem Chatos any time is possible, Rabbi Elazar will disagree. But now Rabbi Elazar has to respond to Rabbi Shua's argument. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, loy, imamat b'chatos, if you say regarding a Chatos that a oila is not possible when it's brought l'shem chatos, shekein k'sheru l'shma kol shana. Because a carbon chatos is kosher, if you bring a carbon chatos l'shem carbon chatos any time, it's fine. Unlike a carbon Pesach, which has different rules all year round, versus Erev Pesach. Tamei Pesach, Shein Akash El Shmuel's Manon. So since Karban Chatas has a rule, 3 out of 6 to 5 days a year. Karban Pesach has 2 different rules. One rule for Erev Pesach and another rule for all year round. Hoyel V'Pasul L'Shmot. And therefore, since a Karban Pesach, all year round when it's brought to Shein Pesach, besides Erev Pesach, it's possible. That's why Karban Pesach is more stringent than Karban Chatas. And that's why Dinu Shiv Suachel L'Shma, that's why any Karban that's brought to Shein Pesach on Erev Pesach is possible. We've learned further in the Mishnah, Shimon Achaya Zarya Oimer, that if a carbon is brought with the name of a carbon that's a higher level, the carbon is kosher. But if it's brought with the intention for a lower level carbon, then it's possible. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Masna Mishmeid Rav Yochan, Rach Bered Rav Masna Mishmeid Rav Yanai, My time to Shimon Achaya Zarya. What is the basis for Shimon Achaya Zarya's psak? Dom Kro, V'lo Yichalu was Kotsh B'nei Yisrael, Eisha Shirim El Hashem. The Muramahem, only if you had in mind a carbon that's of a higher level Kedusha, Ei Mischalim, do they not become disqualified. However, the Namach Mahem, if you had in mind a carbon of a lower level Kedusha, Mischalim, they become possible. Ask the Gemara, is that what is learned from this pasuk? Don't we need this pasuk to teach us what Shmuel taught us? Dama Shmuel, menayin loichos a tevel shuvamisa. How do we know that if somebody recommends on a tevel that is chayiv misa? Shenemar v'lo yichalu as kotch b'nei Yisrael eseshiyurim al Hashem. The pasuk says that if you eat something that has to have something removed from it, you will be mechalu yuchayiv misa. And machlokes rishonim, how to understand this psul? Some explain because it has the tevel has truma mixed into it. The problem with that approach is that if so, a kohen should be allowed to eat tevel because a kohen is allowed to eat truma. And that's why other Rishonim explain that Tevel is not also because there's Truma mixed into it. Tevel is an independent Isser that the Torah established as Isser. So how can we say that the Pasuk is coming to teach us this Limud? Doesn't the Pasuk come to teach us the Limud of Tevel? Answers the Gemara, Im kein licht of kra shahuma. If that's all the Pasuk was trying to teach us, if all the Pasuk was teaching us Shimna Chai Zarya, he could have taught us it by saying it Ashahuma in the past tense. My Shirumu, why does the Torah speak about the future tense? To teach us both halachas, Shmam Natarki, both halacha that it's nafkamina, if he had in mind Shloi Lishma, higher level Kedusha versus a lower level Kedusha, and also to teach us the halacha of Tevel. Now the Gemara continues to try to understand the opinion of Shimon Achaya Zarya by Reb Zeira. So Reb Zeira wants to know, Sheir Vemaratzim, when we say that if he had in mind a higher level Kedusha, it's kosher. Doesn't mean it's kosher, but they don't affect the full requirement that this owner has. It'll be like the concept kosher. Then oil ba'al m'shem chayver. And therefore, b'chay pala b'chad apelik. They're only going to be arguing with the Tanakama in one way. That they're only going to be arguing regarding a carbon with a lower level Kedusha. Where, according to the Tanakama, even if you had in mind a lower level Kedusha, that loch is Ksheir and Ve'emaratzim. And Shimon Achayr Azari will say that they're completely possible. And Rishonim say, how do we know that's the opinion of Shimon Achayr Azari that they're completely possible? So they explain because we just said that the basis for Shimon Achayr Azari's opinion is from the Pasuk V'lo Yichalalu. And Yichalalu means completely profaned. So we know that they're completely possible. So the machlokes will be, if you had in mind a lower level, the Rabbanan hold Ksheir ve'emaratzim, a higher level they will be both in agreement that the halacha is Ksheir ve'emaratzim. Oiduma, or perhaps Shimon Achaya Zarya opinion is, that if you have a lower level Kedusha mind, the Rabbanan hold Ksheir ve'emaratzim, if Shimon Achaya Zarya holds that it's completely possible. When you have in mind a higher level Kedusha, the Rabbanan again will hold Ksheir v'meratzin, Shimon Achai Zaria will hold Ksherim Meratzim. And therefore, B'tata Pligi, they'll be arguing both by a lower level Kedusha and by a higher level Kedusha. Ask the Mefarshim if that's the way we're going to understand Shimon Achai Zaria. That it's always. If we're going to understand that's the way, the opinion of Shimon Achai Zaria. That higher is Ksherim Meratzim. None lower is entirely psulim. So we learned the pasuk. We quoted it a number of times. Mintza mitzis v'sechet tishmar. That the halacha is that you brought it shalai l'shma. It's ksherim v'meratzim. What will be the case that it'll be ksherim v'meratzim? There'll never be such a circumstance according to Shimon Achai Zaria. Answer the mefarshim. It'll be in a case where you had in mind something else of equal level kedusha. The dear of Shimon Achai Zaria will hold certainly ksherim v'meratzim. Amar Abai B'Temer Abzreika Toshma. Let's learn the Mishnah again. The Mishnah said Havachava Ma'aseh Shokhtan L'Shem Shlomim is K'sherim, because that's a higher level Kedusha. On the other hand, Shlomim Shokhtan L'Shem B'char L'Shem Ma'aser is P'sulim, because that's a lower level Kedusha. Now says the Gemara V'Sal K'daitech, if we're going to say that according to Shimon Achai Azariah that when you shecht for a higher level kedusha, it's not only ksherim, but it's ksherim meratzim bechor. So could it be the bechor by ritzuyahi? Could it, ritzuy means bringing kapara. Now bechor and meiser are not brought to bring any ritzuy. Are not brought for any ritzuy. So it's not possible to say that when the bechor or meiser are brought shalai l'shma, there's any ritzui. Ella, what is the case? What is the Mishnah mean in the case when you brought a bechor ma'is l'shem shlomim sherim ve'meratzim? So if we see the sefer, we're referring to a case sherim ve'meratzim reisha nami. Then the reisha also, where you brought a kachin kalim l'shem kachin kachim, Shimon Achai Zaria will hold it's sherim ve'meratzim. So the Gemara, why? It could well be that when you brought a kachik kalim l'shem kachik kachim, it's ksherim umaratzim, because that's what's relevant. By bechor ma'aser, however, where ritzui is not a factor, if you just finish saying, it's ksherim. Ritzui is not in play. Hello, says the Mar, that's how we're going to understand the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the halacha about bechor ma'aser and shlomim? Answers the Gemara, if it's to teach us to teach us that between Bechor, Meis, and Pesach, which is the higher level Kedusha, and which is the lower level Kedusha, for that I don't need this Mishnah. Because Tanina, we're going to learn a Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, we already know what's Kachi Kachim, what's Kachim Kalim. Answers the Gemara, Ma'adutema, if we only had the case of Kachi Kachim, Kachi Kalim, there we could understand different levels of Kedusha. Who the Ikka Gvoi V'Namach? We could speak about a higher level Kedusha and a lower level Kedusha. Avakal Makalim. If within all Kachmi Kalim, we don't know that there's different levels, that's why besides teaching us that there's a difference between Kachmi Kachim and Kachmi Kalim, we also have to teach us the Halacha that there's a difference between Bechor Maisa versus Pesach. But as to my bad Halacha, we also learn. Because the Mishnah says, later in the Masechta, Shlomim Kotin is Bechor. The Mishnah is referring to a case where we have a number of Kabbalists to bring at the same time. What's the proper sequence? Shlomim Kotin is Bechor. Neshein Tunamatin the Arba. The four Nesina Stam by Kabbalim Shlomim. And they require Smicha and Sarchem Tunufat Chaz Veshoik. So what do I need this Mishnah to teach it to us? Answers the Gemara Ha'ikr. Our Mishnah is really the main place where we learn this Halacha. Ha, who? That Mishnah really doesn't come to teach us. We already learned it. Agav Naraspa, once we're speaking about the halachas, they repeat it. Says the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshach Tishak Sper, but also Shloi L'Shma. If someone brings a Karim Pesach and Erev Pesach, Shloi L'Shma, Rav Yeshua Machsher, Rav Yeshua says that it's kosher, Kila Nishcha B'Shloi Shasar. It's like if you brought a Karim Pesach, Shloi L'Shma, any other time of the year, that we just finished learning quite extensively, then it's kosher. The Maseir, on the other hand, Paisel, he says he bring in Karim Pesach on Erev Pesach, even in the morning, Shloi L'Shma, it's Paisel. because it's kilo nishka ben arba'im. And the basis for ben b'seris p'sak we'll see soon in the Gemara. Arm Shimon ben Azai. Shimon ben Azai continues to say, Mekubal ani b'fnei Yishayim b'shalakim zaken. I learned from 72 tzakenim from the Sanhedrin. B'yoyim she yeshiva of Elazar ben Azari b'yeshiva. We remember the Gemara Masechta Brachos, where Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nesias, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was put in his place. Shekol hazvachim and necholim, all kabonis that are eaten, shenizbuchu shloi l'shman, if they were brought shloi shma k'sherim, el shloi l'baum shem chayva, chutz min apesav min achatas. By adding the word, says the Mishnah, kol hazvachim and necholim, v'loi hoisa ben Azai is coming to add the oila, that according to Ben Azai, a carbon oiler that's brought shaloi l'shma is like a carbon pesach and a carbon chattis that it's possible for the hodel l'chachamim. Says the Gemara, Amar b'loza Amar b'ayishir, Mach shayi ben b'seir b'pesach sheshok l'shachas b'abas shaloi l'shma. Ben b'seir opinion that a carbon pesach, that the halacha is that if it was brought shaloi l'shma on erev pesach, it's possible. According to Ben Becerra, that rule is not just Erev Pesach in the afternoon, but Erev Pesach in the morning as well. Why? Because according to Ben Becerra, a Korban Pesach can be brought all day Erev Pesach. The Kula Yoyma, Zmanahu, the whole day of Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach can be brought. Tosfos says, of course Ben Becerra will agree, the L'chatchila, one should not bring a Korban Pesach in the morning, because there's a halacha of leisishchet chol, you shouldn't shecht a korban pesach when you still have chametz available. What he means is that with the eved, you could bring it in the morning. Others disagree, and others say, according to Belezer, even according to this understanding of Bimbisera, you could bring korban pesach in the morning. Umay ki'ilu. So if so, what does it say? Why did Bimbisera in our Mishnah use the words? It's 100% to bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. Answers the Gemara, I did the Amar Bishu Kilu, since Rabbi Shu used the word Kilu, Hevi Bishloish Asa, that's why Ben Azai uses, Ben Beseir Amar Nam Kilu, he uses similar wording. Yehochi asked the Gemara, Adam if Kliv Shloi Lishma, why are they arguing strictly about Shloi Lishma? There Ben Beseir is teaching us that if you brought the Korban Pesach in the morning, Shloi Lishma, it's possible. Tarakama holds it's kosher. Rishua holds it's kosher. Lifligu Bishma, they could have had a different machlokes. According to Rishua, if you brought the Korban Pesach in the morning, Lishma, you haven't fulfilled, it's possible. And according to Bapseiru, you have fulfilled. Answers the Gemara, if Lifligu Lishma, if they would only argue about Lishma, have a meaning, we would think, Abba Shloi Lishma, that even though Rishua holds you can't bring the Korban Pesach, L'shem Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning, he will agree to that degree that Moed Rishua ben Beseira, Rishua will agree that if you brought the Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning, Hoyl Mitzosaroi, since the Korban Pesach should be brought in the afternoon, it isn't so terrible if you brought it in the morning L'shma that it should be completely possible, Kamash Malam. And Tosfos teaches us, so we've explained Rishua at the expense of not explaining Ben Beseira. So Taisha says the Gemara, the Mishnah was more interested in explaining Rabbi Shua's opinion because that's the halacha. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that according to Ben Beseira, we could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning? Doesn't the Torah use the words Beir Habayim? And Beir Habayim means in the afternoon. Answers the Gemara, what Beir Habayim, according to Rabbi Beseira, means Amma Ula B'Reid Revoloi Bein Harbayim. It means from the end of after last night until the next morning. According to him, it means the entire day between the two nights. Ask the Gemara if that's what Ben Arbayim means. So ask the Gemara Tamid, where the Torah says Ben Arbayim, how can Nama you going to say the Kula Yom Kosher, you could bring the Karim Tamid Ben Arbayim all day long? Answers the Gemara, Hasa Midik Sivas Akevas Echo Tas the Biker. One should be brought in the morning, the cloud of Ben Arbayim means Ben Arbayim Mamish. Ask the Gemara, maybe what the Pasuk means is, Ein Mechad B'Boiker, one has to be brought strictly in the morning. Idach, and the other one could be brought, Kula Yoyma, the entire day. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because the Torah says, Echad B'Boiker, only one carbon should be brought in the morning. V'loy shnayim b'boker, and not two in the morning. So ask the mafarshim. We learned the Gemara Masech the Brachos when the Tumid Shoshaka brought. One man Amis says they could be brought till Chatzos. So this Gemara is fine. But the other man Amis says that it could be brought till only till Arbashos. So maybe what it means is that you could bring the second carbon from Arbashos, which is still in the morning, answer the Karen Oyer, beautiful Teretz. Bein Habayim, but the Tumid Shoshaka Habayim can't mean from the morning. So once it can't mean the morning, it reverts back to the regular definition of Bein Habayim, strictly the afternoon. Ask the Gemara Neiris, by lighting the candles, the Ksib Bein Habayim, Hachanami, are you going to say the color Yom Kasha? Shani Hassan, answers the Gemara. The Ksib Me'erev Abayker. The Tanya Me'erev Abayker. Telam Kamidasa, you have to put enough oil in the Menorah. Shedalekas V'alech Me'erev Abayker, that should be there from all night long. Dava Acher, Eilecha avoided ksheira. There is no avoided that may be done. Meret baik el zubavad. The way most Rishonim explain what this means is that the last avoided you could do, you may not do any other avoiders after you light the candles. Ask the Mark Tyrus the Ksibena Ben Abayim. Hakanami the Kula Yom Kosher. Are we going to say, according to Ben Beseir's definition of Ben Abayim, that Allah will be that you could bring the Tyrus all day long? Answers the Gemara. Shani Tyrus, Diskish Lanerus. Ask the Gemara, Hosam Nami Huksiv, Shom Tizbach as a Pesach Be'erif, to teach us that the Karm Pesach should be brought only later in the day. Answers the Gemara, Hahulachur Davodasa. That's come to teach us another halacha. The Tanya, Yuchadavish Nemba Be'erif, let the carbon, where the Torah uses the words Be'erif Ben Abayim, meaning the Karm Pesach, the Davish Lagnama El Ben Abayim Bovad, to teach us the first, the Karm Tamid Shben Abayim is brought, and afterwards, the carbon Pesach. For as the Rishonim explained, even though normally there's certainly a lock of Tadim Sheena Tadim Tadim Kodim, so certainly the Tadim Sheben Abayim should come before the carbon Pesach. However, since we also know there's a rule typically that nothing should come after the Tadim Sheben Abayim, so we think that Tadim Sheben Abayim should come after carbon Pesach. That's why the Torah tells us that no, the carbon Pesach comes after the Tadim Sheben Abayim. Interesting to say, interesting Shailot Shaivitz. Here the Gemara says that the pasuk teaches us by the menorah, Tenloi Midasa, we should put in enough oil, stay the lekas or lekas me'erva boiker, that the menorah shalite should be on all night long. And therefore the Rishonim already discuss more how much oil you should put in the winter nights and the summer nights. So the Shailot Shaivitz says, how much oil, how long does the menorah have to be on Chanukah? We all know that you have to put in enough oil to last a half an hour. That's the minimum. But how much are you supposed to put on if you don't want the minimum? So Shail Shiavit says, a chiddush, based on this Gemara, he says you're supposed to put on enough oil in your menorah, just like it says here by the menorah in the base of Mikdash, me'erevet baika, that it should be on all night long. There's a tshuva in the Yabi Oimer for Vadi Yosef, takes issue with the Shail Shiavitz, and he says, certainly, you don't have to put that much oil into your menorah that it should be on all night long.